Hello and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Jeffrey.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And today we are going to talk about getting fit. Okay,、mm. getting in shape. Now, to stay in shape, you have to exercise and burn calories.
That's right. 所以我们今天要来谈谈呢、啊、我们要如何让自己看起来很健康不要很胖。不过在这里呢英文当中啊它通常这个用字呢跟我们不太一样。我们会说要运动然后保持健康。健康呢可以叫做 stay fit, 或者是 stay, 这个 get fit。所以我们今天就要来玩一个游戏要让大家来猜猜看 which activity, 哪一种活动burns the most calories, 会燃烧最多的热量哦。
Well, that's a great question. I'm very curious. I want to know the answer. But we'll have to go to our main lesson to find the best way to burn calories.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Which activity burns the most calories?
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, we are going to talk about fitness. The question of the day is, which activity burns the most calories? A. Sitting in class. B. Cycling.C. Running. Let's guess what the answer should be. Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is C. Running. There are many types of activities that are great for your body, but running burns the most calories. For example, a 57 kilogram personGenerally burns 990 calories an hour when he runs at a speed of 16 kilometers per hour. But to burn the same amount of calories with cycling, he needs to go twice as fast. Sitting in class for an hour only burns about 106 calories. When you choose which activity to do,You shouldn't just think about calories, though. The activity should be safe, and you should enjoy it.
Archery. Archery. Boxing. Boxing. Martial art. Martial art.Fencing, fencing, gymnastics, gymnastics.
Okay, let's take another look at today's question. Which activity burns the most calories? Okay, so an activity is something you do. We have another word, active, which means, if you are an active person, you do many things. You're always busy.
嗯哼，所以我们今天在题目当中看到这个 activity 其实就是名词所谓活动的意思。那这个活动有可能包括是一些运动类的东西，或者只是做某一件事情。不过刚才 Jeffrey 特别有提到啊，跟 activity 长得很像的一个形容词叫做active, 那么 active 就有很主动积极的意思。所以回过头来看哪一种活动接下来我们会给三个选项 burns the most calories.
Mm-hmm. So we have three choices. A, sitting in class. B, cycling. And that would mean riding a bicycle. Or C, running.
OK, 所以 A 呢我们看到的就是只是在教室里面坐着就像我们上课的时候长时间的 sitting in class B 的选项的 cycling， 如果你回到单字的 cycle， 其实 cycle 就是一个圆圈或者是循环的意思。那么 cycling 它其实指的就是那个自行车的轮胎，所以 cycling 就是骑脚踏车的意思。这个应该可以燃烧蛮多热量。不过还有一个 C 选项就是跑步 ，running。
So let's go to our answer. It is C, running.
Not B?
Not B. Cycling. Well, don't you think that riding a bike is easier than running?
Not really.
And more fun? Oh, well, I think riding a bicycle is much easier than running. My legs get tired very easily from running, but I could ride a bike all day.
Really?
So this answer makes sense to me.Because you usually get really tired from running, or at least I do. I'm sure some of you agree with me. It takes a lot of energy to go for a run, and energy is what calories are all about. In fact, when you're studying calories in science class, you'll learn that a calorie is actually a unit of energy. You can measure energy or heat inside your body with the number of calories, that are burned.
诶，所以很特别哦。我们如果要看哪一个活动可以燃烧最多的 calories 卡路里的话，其实可能就要回归到另外一个关键字，就是所谓的 energy。那么 energy 这个 energy 它就有能量、活力的意思。所以其实啊，我们讲回来基本的概念就是 calorie， 其实它就是一种energy 的测量单位。
So if you eat too many calories, you might get fat because your body tries to save the calories for later. But you do need calories. You need to eat. You need energy to go running, ride a bicycle, or even sit up in class and pay attention to your teachers.
That's right. 所以其实啊，这个 calories 对我们来说是很重要。对啊 ，Jeffrey 说的是没有错。不过，如果我们回归到文章当中第一句给我们的 ，There are many types of activities that are great for your body。那么在这句话当中啊，它有点长，其实是因为有一个关系子句。那么冠带从 that 开始一直到句尾的地方，用来修饰前面的 activities。当然有很多的 activities。对身体是很棒的哦。
That's right, but running burns the most calories. Now, we always say burn calories, which sounds strange because things get burned when they're in a fire, but when you do burn calories, your body does get kind of hot. When you exercise, you feel warm and you start to sweat, so maybe that's where the expression burn calories comes from.Well, anyway, let's get back to the article. For example, a 57-kilogram person generally burns 990 calories an hour when he runs at a speed of 16 kilometers per hour. Okay, so this is a normal person running at a fairly quick pace for about an hour.And if you look at the number, they burn about 1,000 calories.
所以重点真的就在于 burn 这个字，它真的就是燃烧热量。那到底是怎么样的燃烧的方式呢？我们都知道运动的时候就会很热嘛。那这种生物学的东西我们先不解释。可是啊，我们看接下来的这个 ，for example， 如果有一个人呢，他是57公斤的体重，通常他在运动一小时，也就是当他跑步一小时。它就可以燃烧掉990个卡路里，也就是 calories。好，我们先看一个副词叫做 generally。generally 就是一般通常的情况，因为每个人燃烧脂肪的状况是不太一样的。但是为什么这个句子很长？因为其实中间有一个 when。如果你把 when 这个地方截断，就表示有一个事实会发生，当它在什么样的情况。这个 when 呢，是当这个人 per hour 每小时跑步的速度是16公里的时候。不过最后还要注意一个重点哦，如果我们讲速度，会通常会用 at a speed of 再加上那个速度。
So let's use this information to make an exercise plan. Well, if you eat a gigantic hamburger, that might be about 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And since you'll burn 1,000 calories in 1 hour or 60 minutes mm-hmm. of running, you'll need to run 30 minutes, half an hour, to burn off that big, juicy, delicious hamburger.
Just for one hamburger?
Just one hamburger. Well, a very big hamburger.
And I have to run for 30 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I thought you liked running. It shouldn't be so bad. Okay, now, but to burn the same amount of calories with cycling,
mm-hmm.
okay, so the person doing this, he needs to go twice as fast.
So 关键就是在于这个 twice as fast。在英文当中，这个倍数的讲法，当然一次或者是一倍就叫做 one time， 这个时候就不用比啦。可是在这里的 twice 指的是两倍，而不是两次哦。那么后面的 as fast， as 是固定的用法，那么 fast 呢可以用形容词或副词来表示一个速度的状况。如果说是要骑脚踏车，但是燃烧 the same amount of calories， 是一样的 calories， 就必须要用两倍的速度来骑脚踏车。 So that'll be 32 kilometers per hour.
That's right. 16 times 2, twice as fast, is 32 kilometers per hour, which is getting a little bit quick. I don't usually ride my bicycle that fast. Okay, now there was another choice, sitting in class. Do you think that burns a lot of calories?
No.
No, it doesn't. No matter how hard you listen or concentrate on your books, sitting in class for an hour only burns about 106 calories.
Only 106 calories?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 所以如果我只是坐着不动的话，一个小时只会燃烧106卡。好了，算100卡好了。
So, well, you can sit up straight and maybe move your feet around and spin your pencil. You'll burn a few more calories, but it's just not enough. So if you are eating hamburgers or really, everybody, no matter what you eat, you should be getting some exercise to burn off the extra calories if you want to be fit, if you want to stay in shape.
But the article also tells us that when you choose which activity to do, you shouldn't just think about calories, though. 不能光只是想到 calories. The activity should be safe.And you should enjoy it.
That's right. The best way for me to exercise, and probably for most people, is to have fun. I love to play sports. And if you don't like sports, maybe you can go running or cycling with a friend. You can just chat the whole time during exercise.
That's right. 别走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up.
Yep, let's go. So not all exercises are the same.Some use more energy than others, and that means doing those activities will burn a lot of calories.
That's right. 因为其实并不是所有的所谓的 exercises 或者是 activities 都一样啊。就像跑步可能燃烧比较多热量，或者是 cycling 骑脚踏车可能会燃烧相对较少的热量。那么有一些人可能会 burn more calories than others.所以其实啊，如果你要运动的话，还是要找自己喜欢的。就像 Jeffrey 刚刚讲的，可能是跑步啊、jogging 或者是慢跑，你可以找一个伴。那这样子的话，对身体才是比较有好处的哦。
Yes, and running will burn about 10 times as much as sitting in class. So if you've been studying all day, go outside and go for a jog.
Please let me introduce myself. I'm Tina Lin.
Please let me introduce myself. I'm Tina Lin.
Hi, 我是 Celine. 有时候在一些场合里可能没有人认识你，例如你刚到一个新的公司啊，或者是学校等等，因为没有人认识你，当然就不可能有人可以介绍你给其他人咯。这时候该怎么办呢？这时候啊，你就要拿出勇气，然后说 Please let me introduce myself, I'm Tina Lin。 意思呢就是请让我自我介绍，后面再加上你的名字就行咯。这句话里面我们用了 let 这个动词，使用的方法就是 let somebody do something。 let 后面的动词一定要是原形动词，像我们可能在什么浪漫剧情里看到情侣吵架以后，女生可能会说 let me go， 然后冲出去大哭，她也是用了 let somebody do something 这样的句型。要记得如果这个 somebody 我们使用了代名词，千万不要忘记使用受格，也就是说呢，如果是 I 就要改成 me， she 就要改成 her， he 呢就要改成 him。Please 当然就是要表示礼貌，不加的话文法上是不会错，但是对不认识的人我们当然还是要尽量有礼貌，所以加上 please。 最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子。 Please let me introduce myself, I'm Tina Lin. Very good, 小聚后我们下次见咯。
Please let me introduce myself, I'm Tina Lin.
Please let me introduce myselfI'm Tina Lin.
Chit Chat.
Hello, hello. Thanks, though.
谢谢后面为什么加一个 though 啊？
不要急，我买回来，赶快一起吃午餐吧。
午餐？
嗯，
就这个。
Dough
food again? 你就吃不腻哦。
I love it so much though.
Dough 什么 dough 啊？句子又不说完，然后又一直吃这种垃圾食物，不要再吃了。
小雪，你不要走。我至少也把零食留下一包啊。哎呦，不过刚刚表姐好像觉得我句子怎么没有讲完呢？因为一般呢，我们学到的 though 是个连接词，表示虽然怎么样或是尽管怎么样，所以还要连接两个子句。比方像是午餐的时候 ，Though I wasn't very hungry, I bought a lot of junk food。可是啊，一开始我提到的 though 可是有另外的用法哦。Though 放在句尾的时候，或许同学们会比较陌生，但这样的用法可是常出现在生活会话中哦，有着然而怎么样还是怎么样的意思，当作副词来用哦。所以刚刚我说的 I love it so much though 就有着哦，可是人家就是爱吃零食啊这样子的意思。Though 放在句尾的时候有一种添加的想法，表示虽然事实是怎么样，可是怎么样，或是然而怎么样的意思哦。来举个例子，像是大家都知道 exercise is good for our body， 不过如果要加强心中另外一个想法，可是我就是懒嘛，这时候就可以说 I'm too lazy though。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
一般我们都知道 though 是当作连接词，连接两个子句，可是你知道吗，口语上它可以放在句尾，用来添加前一句的另外的想法或语气哦。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Which activity burns the most calories?
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, we are going to talk about fitness. The question of the day is, which activity burns the most calories? A. Sitting in class. B. Cycling. C. Running. Let's guess what the answer should be.Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is C, running. There are many types of activities that are great for your body, but running burns the most calories. For example, a 57 kilogram person generally burns 990 calories an hour when he runs at a speed of 16 kilometers per hour. But to burn the same amount of calories with cycling, he needs to go twice as fast. Sitting in class for an hour only burns about 106 calories. When you choose which activity to do, you shouldn't just think about calories though. The activity should be safe and you should enjoy it.